Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. For all of you musicians out there, here is your lucky day. We're going to learn about the International Jazz Day. And guess where it takes place? Do you know? Well, I'll tell you. It takes place in St. Petersburg, Russia. So, today's lesson is called International Jazz Day, St. Petersburg. International Jazz Day, St. Petersburg. And here's a tricky question. Where does International Jazz Day kick off? Where does International Jazz Day kick off? Let's see if you can find the answer today. So open up your magazines, and what are we waiting for? Let's begin!
International Jazz Day, St. Petersburg. Hear the sounds of jazz throughout one of Europe's most beautiful cities. International Jazz Day kicks off in St. Petersburg, Russia, today. UNESCO established the event and selected this beautiful site as 2018's host city. St. Petersburg was chosen as a host city for its contributions to the development of jazz. Russians first experienced this form of music in St. Petersburg in the 1920s. It became wildly popular in the 1930s, and its popularity continues even now. Today, festival-goers can enjoy the music for themselves all around the city.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 contribution 这个名词 ,tribut 这个字根有给予的意思。所以 contribution 是指贡献。例如 ,the scientist received an award for his contribution to medicine. 这位科学家由于对医药界的贡献而获颁了一个奖项。contribution 也指捐献。例如 ,this entrepreneur made a generous contribution to the earthquake relief effort.这位企业家为了地震的救援工作而慷慨解囊。他的动词是 contribute, C-O-N-T-R-I-B-U-T-E。例如 ,Chad didn't contribute much to this project. Chad 对这个案子并没有出什么力。继续我们看的是 popularity, 这个不可数名词。P-O-P-U-L, 这个字根有人名的意思。所以 popularity 是指流行、普及或者是人气。例如 ,the popularity of organic food has increased dramatically in the past few years. 在过去几年有机食物受欢迎的程度急剧上升。或者是 ,the YouTuber's popularity among teenagers is unstoppable. 这位 YouTuber 在青少年中的人气锐不可挡。他的形容词就是 popular, 意思是受欢迎的。例如 ,succulents have become very popular recently because they're easy to take care of. 多肉植物最近非常受到欢迎因为很容易照顾。
Okay, Gabe, I know that you like jazz music, right?
Yeah.
So can you share with us a few of your favorite jazz musicians?
Yeah, how much time do I have?
You have maybe 10 seconds.
Okay.
So start now.
Okay, oh my goodness, so where do I start? One of my favorites is the legend Duke Ellington.
Mm.
His music is incredible. A lot of jazz has been shaped by Duke Ellington's music. Thelonious Monk is also another great one.
Okay, time's up. It sounds like, Gabe, you really need to take a trip to St. Petersburg, Russia, and attend International Jazz Day.
I knew there was something else special about St. Petersburg. I really need to go now.
Definitely, because if you were to go, you could hear jazz music throughout one of Europe's most beautiful cities. But I'm not sure you're going to make it this year.
Yeah, it might be a little late. That's okay, we can still talk about it here. International Jazz Day, we read, kicks off in St. Petersburg, Russia, today. Yeah, today. I won't make it, I don't think.
And that is the answer to the question I asked earlier.
Okay.
Where does the International Jazz Day kick off?
In St. Petersburg. Like I said, this is another reason to go to this beautiful city. But what does that phrase mean, to kick off? I know that sometimes football players will kick off,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Right. So if something kicks off, that's just another way of saying it gets started with something else.
Okay, so for another example of how to use this phrase, every year, Studio Classroom is involved in an event with another organization. It's called 1919. Yao Zhou, Yao Zhou. Okay? Mm. Yi Zhou, Yi Zhou. And with this organization, we have a little running event, right?
Oh, yes.
A race.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, and often we kick off with a song. You remember how the song goes, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Run. Dodge, Ichi, run.
I seem to have forgotten the song.
Oh, that's terrible. It's such a wonderful song.
No kidding.
Yeah. So right. That's just an example.
Oh, that's a great yeah. example.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
You are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. If any of you have gone to our Ijo running event, you might remember that that event was kicked off with that song. Well, right now, let's get back to the International Jazz Day. It kicks off in St. Petersburg, Russia. UNESCO established the event and selected this beautiful city as 2018's host city.
This beautiful site.
Oh, excuse me, this beautiful site.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, can I thank you for talking to us about host city?
Oh, yes. Now, what's a host city? Well, you know what a host is. A host is just somebody that, I guess, entertains others and allows them to come over to your home, right? Now, a host city is just a city that hosts a particular event.
Yeah, so for example, probably what comes to your mind is the Olympics, because every time the Olympics happens, it happens in some city in the world, around the world, right? What is the host city? I was able to go to the Greece Olympics in 2004, so Greece, or Athens, was the host city. In 2020, Tokyo, Japan, is going to be the host city for the Olympics.
Exactly. Well, St. Petersburg was chosen as a host city for its contributions to the development of jazz. Russians first experienced this form of music in St. Petersburg in the 1920s. Oh, wow. That's been around quite some time.
Well, right. That was the beginning of the jazz era mm-hmm. around the 1920s. And so it got around the world pretty quickly. We read on here, it became wildly popular in the 1930s, and its popularity continues even now. Of course it does. Jazz mm-hmm. is amazing. And so I'm not surprised that it was wildly popular.
Now, if something becomes wildly popular, that just means that it becomes popular very, very fast. And everybody is going crazy about it.
Yeah, for example, you know, a movie could become wildly popular, like all those Harry Potter movies a long time ago, the Twilight series, right? Those became wildly popular, especially among teenagers. What else becomes wildly popular among teenagers? Musicians, bands, singers, right? A few years ago, Pokemon Go was wildly popular.
That's right. And something else that became wildly popular in the 1930s is jazz music, right? Today, festival goers can enjoy the music for themselves all around the city.
And where can you go in particular in St. Petersburg? Well, we'll talk about that soon, but for right now, let's go to
the Info Cloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. I'm so grateful to everyone here at the program. I really have a ball working on these lessons with Carolyn and with you.
Thank you, Rex. I really have a great time working on InfoCloud too. For people not familiar with the expression, to have a ball means to have a great time.
Usually, we say this anytime we do something that is really fun or that we really enjoy. It is using the word ball in the sense of a grand party or formal dance.
Although we are using the word in a very informal way. You can have a ball doing just about anything, as long as you have a lot of fun doing it.
There is another form of this saying that is a little bit unusual.
Oh, we had us a ball at the office party last year. This means that everyone really enjoyed the office party. But I can also say I had me a ball, meaning that I really enjoyed myself.
Likewise, if you say that Carolyn had her a ball, it means that she enjoyed herself, even if no one else did.
Although, you have to be careful when using that form in the third person, as it can also mean that you are having a good time at the expense of other people.
美国有很多有趣的惯用语, 像是 have a ball, 玩得很开心。 这里的ball不是球, 而是舞会, 因为舞会会让人感到开心。 任何一项你很喜欢做, 或是做得很开心的事情, 你都可以用have a ball来形容。 例如, I have a ball learning English. 我学英文学得很开心。 就像参加舞会或派对一样兴奋。 另外,有一个比较俏皮的语法, I had me a ball at the party last night. 昨晚在派对上我玩得很尽兴。 这就是今天的Enzo Cloud, 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Well, friends, I know for a fact that I need to visit St. Petersburg now because it's International Jazz Day, and they're having a big jazz festival there. I guess I can't go to enjoy the festival this year, but the fact that St. Petersburg appreciates and celebrates jazz is a big plus for me. Friends, let's find out where you can enjoy some jazz right now. International Jazz Day, St. Petersburg. Concerts take place in some of St. Petersburg's most famous spots. The historic and beautiful Mariinsky Theater will probably be the most popular destination for events. International Jazz Day always saves the best for last. Well-known pianist Herbie Hancock will join other famous international musicians in St. Petersburg. Together, they will bring the festival to a close in grand style with an all-star global concert. Over 190 countries around the world will also celebrate International Jazz Day today. That means that jazz lovers around the world can find organized festivals from Albania to Zambia.
OK, 接下来我们看 global 这个形容词, global 是指全球的或全世界的。 例如, global warming has become a serious problem that impacts every aspect of our lives. 全球暖化已经成为一个严重的问题,影响到我们生活的每个层面。 Global也指全面性的, 例如, the presentation gives a global picture of how much is involved in making this project a reality. 这份简报对于实现这个计划会牵涉到的层面有了整体的叙述。 它的名词是globe, G-L-O-B-E, 意思是地球或者是球状物。 例如, athletes from around the globe came to the game. 来自全球的运动员都来参加这个比赛。 最后我们看的是celebrate这个动词。 Celebrate是指庆祝或欢庆。 例如, Joseph booked a table at a fancy restaurant to celebrate his wife's birthday. Joseph在一家高级餐厅订了位子要替太太庆生。 或者是 the hotel celebrated their home team's victory with a big party. 这个城镇举行了盛大的派对来庆祝他们的主队比赛胜利。它的名词是 celebration， 例如 the celebration of Lunar New Year usually lasts longer than a week， 欢庆农历新年通常都会超过一个礼拜。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
So you might be wondering, just where do these concerts take place? You know the answer. Concerts take place in some of St. Petersburg's most famous spots. And what is one of those spots? Our lesson reads...
We read about the historic and beautiful Mariinsky Theater, and this will probably be the most popular destination for events. And it really does look like a beautiful concert hall.
How would you like to play in this concert hall, Gabe?
Oh my goodness, Rebecca.
Do you think you'd be nervous?
What an honor. Of course I would be nervous.
But I don't see a drum set, sorry.
Well, not in that photo, but I'm sure they've had all kinds of instruments on that stage.
You're probably right.
Sometimes I am.
Yes, once in a while, right? Well, the International or just International Jazz Day always saves the best for last. Let's talk about that phrase, to save the best for last. Now, when do you use this phrase? Well, you can use this phrase when you want to say that you basically did everything or used, let's use chocolate cake as an example, or desserts as an example. You ate all the desserts, but you decide to save the thing that's the best and eat it at the end, the chocolate cake.
That's right. So friends, what do you like the best? Mm-hmm. Well, you could say you're saving the best for last. And this is a great phrase to know when, let me tell you when. Sometimes when people see that your plate is still full of food, they might think, oh, he's not eating that. Actually, you're saving the best for last. So you don't want someone to take your food. You could say, no. Don't take my food. Don't eat that. I'm saving the best for last.
Very well said, Gabe.
Right?
Excellent example. Well, back to the International Jazz Day. Well-known pianist Herbie Hancock will join other famous international musicians in St. Petersburg. Didn't you say that you really like Herbie Hancock?
Not only do I really like Herbie Hancock, I've also met him.
You got to meet Herbie Hancock?
Well, it was really, really quick. I don't think there were any words between us more than, great job, I love your music. Because he came to Taiwan a few years ago with Vinnie Colaietta, one of my favorite drummers. And so, yeah, Steve, the host for the Info Club previously, mm-hmm. and I were both there, and we shook his hand as he was on his way out in a car. Steve had an interesting comment. You know what he said?
What'd he say?
Let me tell you. Because after we shook Herbie's hand, Steve said, wow, I just shook this guy's livelihood. Like, Herbie Hancock makes money professionally with his hands because he's an amazing pianist, and he just allows fans like us to shake his hand. Something terrible could happen if someone's too strong or, I don't know, what could happen. You know what I mean?
Right. Wow, that's a very interesting observation. Very good point.
Yeah. Well, he's a great musician. You would enjoy his music, Rebecca.
I bet I would. Mm-hmm. Well, Herbie Hancock will join other famous international musicians in St. Petersburg. Together, they will bring the festival to a close in grand style with an all-star global concert. Now, let's talk about the phrase to bring something to a close. This just means that you're bringing something to an end.
Yeah, and we use this phrase when we're talking about maybe ending a meeting, right? Okay, guys, let's bring this meeting to a close. Let's make some decisions, right? Or, okay, we've had a nice long discussion. Let's bring this discussion to a close. Now, this party's been really fun, but unfortunately, we need to bring the party to a close. And I guess we're bringing our lesson to a close pretty soon?
Yes, but not yet. Shortly.
Okay.
Later. Over 190 countries around the world will also celebrate International Jazz Day today. This means that jazz lovers around the world can find organized festivals from Albania to Zambia.
You know, I got curious.
Yeah?
Just to see if Albania and Zambia also had their international jazz festivals, or if they had their jazz festivals, and you know what? They do.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, nice. Now we know.
Exactly.
And so...
So this is accurate.
Well, good. It's in the magazine, so it should be accurate. But there's a phrase that we want to talk about, and that is from A to Z. Now, if you notice, Albania starts with A, Zambia starts with Z. So the idea here is that, basically, from the beginning all the way to the end, everyone is kind of included in this.
That's right. We use this phrase from A to Z to say everything. And that's why I was curious, because I knew the author was trying to be clever with the words A and Z, and also these countries, okay? Is there really a jazz festival in Albania? Is there really one in Zambia? Well, there really are. It's not just for the sake of cleverness in our
Gabe,
lesson.
Right mm-hmm. now it's time for us to bring our lesson to a close.
Right now it is?
Yes. And go review with a
review
skit.
That's always a great way to end.
Hey, are you ready to hear the sounds?
Yes. I've been waiting all year.
Great, because International Jazz Day kicks off today.
St. Petersburg, Russia is a beautiful sight. It's a perfect host city for this year's event.
St. Petersburg was chosen for its contributions to the development of jazz.
Really?
Yeah. Russians first experienced this form of music in St. Petersburg in the 1920s.
And it became popular?
Yeah. It was wildly popular in the 1930s, and its popularity continues even to this day.
Hmm. And today, festival goers can enjoy the music for themselves.
Concerts take place all around the city in some of St. Petersburg's most famous spots.
The most popular destination for the events will probably be the historic Mariinsky Theater.
International Jazz Day always saves the best for last.
So, who is the best?
Well-known pianist Herbie Hancock.
That's great.
He'll join other famous international musicians.
Mm-hmm. And together, we will bring the festival to a close in a grand style with an all-star global concert.
Did you know that today is International Jazz Day?
Of course. Over 190 countries around the world will celebrate.
So
let the music begin!
All right, Rebecca, are you ready to go and broaden your horizons with a trip to St. Petersburg?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always ready to go check out a new city, especially if music is involved.
I know, right?
But we might have to wait till next year.
Oh, right. That's probably true. Friends, we do have more to learn next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you next month. A friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.